Anyway, Kristen. So here we are in this cold, wet April start. And we had a crappy end of March, too. How about those Phils getting off to a beautiful start?
Oh, you all right? Not a good start. Not a good start for our Phils. First two games, big L's. But the third game they won. Yesterday they won. And we're supposed to go. Billy and I are supposed to go to the game, actually, tomorrow night with our friends. But it is supposed to rain all day long, so I'm wondering if it'll get postponed. I'm not sure. But, yeah, not a great start. What did you do for opening day? Did you do anything fun?
I'll tell you what. Here's what I'm... My this is not... You're not going to like this at all. So...
Oh, no.
Put the Phils on. All excited. Because there's a lot that goes on with opening day. And it's almost like, yes, the Phillies are back. And yes, it's baseball. But it's like... It's also reminding you that summer's real close. So you kind of get that, like, you know, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
I was sitting there. And the Braves are good. And I know you don't like to hear that.
Braves are
very, very good. Are. Probably the best team in baseball, or one of them. By the fourth inning, I was done. It was so boring. It was nothing. I was like, I had a couple other things going on. I checked out. I think I made it to, like, the top of the fifth. I was like, I can't keep this on. I got to, like, because I'll sit there with my laptop on days like that when there's something else, something good on. Usually TV's not even on, but on days like that, I'll have the TV on, I have my laptop. And I just, you know what, I put on one of those, you ever go to YouTube? And I know you haven't, but you ever go to, this is what I do. I go to YouTube and I'll put on the ambiance channel. And it's usually like a fireplace or like a coffee shop with some jazz music playing.
No, I've never done that.
Yeah. You got to do it. Listen to me. You got to do
it. I've seen the fireplace on the TV, but I've never
the
ambiance, to do anything like that on my laptop.
There's a ton of ambiance. Not on my laptop. It's on the TV, and I'm working on my laptop.
Oh, on the TV.
But you have the ambiance channel on, your big screen, and it looks like a coffee shop, and there might be a fireplace, and it's playing some piano jazz, and you're drinking your coffee.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, this way, this is just like, you know, nice noise while you work. It's beautiful. It's lovely. It's relaxing.
Oh, my God. You do like your jazz. I forgot about that. Oh, man. Well, opening day for me, every year we go to opening day. This year we did not because we did Clearwater instead. So I kind of said to Billy, look, we're going to do one or the other. We're going to do Clearwater this year. So we're not going to go to opening day. But opening day is on my calendar. And I'm like, we're taking a half day. Day is over at, you know, 1 o'clock. We are going to go somewhere. We didn't even want to be home. We wanted to go to like a sports bar. We wanted to get our, you know, hot dogs and whatever, fries or something, and watch the game. And we actually ended up because we had to pick up Billy's truck that was in the shop first. So we ended up with two cars, and we were going to go to McGurk's, which is near us. And it's like a big, huge, giant sports bar. But because we were running a little late, we were like, we're not even going to get a seat at the bar. So we ended up going to this little Italian restaurant that's near us called Scoogie's. And they have big TVs in the bar area. And so we went there and we actually had a really nice meal. And we watched them lose. We were off to a good start and it was good. And then all of a sudden, it just got pretty pitiful towards the end. And we left there very depressed. But at least with a good food in our bellies.
Right. But weren't you glad that you were not there?
Yeah, I was.
I got a text from our friend, Joe Saxton, the winemaker.
Oh, yeah.
He was at the game because I was texting
him. He was there?
Yeah, I was texting him. I texted him like right before the game because our other friend, our other mutual friend, he watches every single Phillies game, every single inning, every pitch. He sits there.
That's pretty much what we do.
It's on. So I texted Joe and I said, okay, I said the over, so the game started at 3:05 and I was like, okay, I said, the over under on getting a Phil text complaining about the Phillies is 4:05. Do you have the over or do you have the under? He's like, oh, I have the under. The first hour of the season, he's like, no, he'll text me something complaining about the Phils. And he goes, by the way, I'm at the game and it's freezing.
Oh, it looked freezing.
It was so cold.
Really windy. It was really windy. And I was looking at the, you know, everybody in the stands and they were like bundled up. And I was like, oh, I'm really glad we're not there, actually.
It's too early. The season doesn't need to start. I know they need to get 162 in, but it really shouldn't for weather wise. And then, you know, around here in Northeast, you got to get, you should be mid April, late April. I mean, mid March. I mean, come on. I guess it was like late March, but it's too,
last day
it's too
March
cold.
Almost.
The Phillies look like they're still asleep, right?
Why
do they even have spring training? Just use March and April as your spring training. Just show up, and if you win a couple, you win. Work into the season, you know. Because even you were down at spring training, you said you only saw the starters like the last day or something.
So they won both games that we saw down in spring training, which was awesome. The first game was all the starters, and the second game was all the starters until like the maybe seventh inning. Then they put all the guys in we didn't know, the farm guys, because they were winning by so much. So no, we saw everybody playing the whole time until the very, very end. Then they were winning. They were up by so many. They were like, let's just bring in the second string, which was also kind of cool to see. But I'm looking forward to the game tomorrow, but not if it's raining and yucky and wet and cold. That's not going to be fun. So I almost hope that they do reschedule, to tell you the truth.
You know, the season's too long when you can lose for like a month and still like make the World Series. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I lost this month. 27 games. No problem. We'll be fine. Just got to start winning in August.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we do start off slow typically. That's kind of we're known for.
Anyway.
We'll pick it up at the end.
Getting back to my new philosophy. This is my new philosophy. Unless you're having people over or you're doing other things, that's the only time to leave the game on for that long. I'm not going to sit there and watch every pitch of nine innings. So, my new thing is, what I'm going to do is, I am going to look at the start time. So, I think the game the other day was like 4:05. I said, I'm going to put the game on at 6:30, and that's where I'll start watching. Give me the I put it on seventh inning stretch. I was like, oh, perfect. Here we go. I can watch these last three innings. That's where all this magic happens anyway.
No.
What do I need to see all the crap baseball for in the first four or five innings? It's not the playoffs.
I love baseball. No, it's not, but
that's how I'm going to enjoy it.
I love baseball. I'm not saying I'm like glued to the set the entire time the game is on, but I watch the entire game. I mean, we're doing other things. We're having conversations. We're eating, drinking, whatever.
It's the Phillies,
with other people, but it's on.
So the Phillies are your ambiance channel.
Oh,
yeah. I'll leave the fireplace on. You get the Phillies. All right.
You like your
that's
jazz.
Fine. Yeah.
I like my Phillies. All right. I'll take it. But no, I was looking at this article, actually, speaking of the Phillies, about some of the new food that's going to be, we're always talking about food and drinks.
Mm-hmm.
There's some new food choices coming to the park, Citizens Bank Park, for this season. And I thought some of these actually looked pretty good. One of them, there's a whole bunch. One of them is called Four Walls Whiskey. I feel like when we go to a game together, you and Billy will be there.
Yeah,
it's a new spirit that's now being poured at Citizens Bank Park. It's an Irish American whiskey from Rob McElhenney, Glenn Howerton, and Charlie Day.
Yeah,
from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I just heard about this. I was at my brother's for Easter, and I was looking at his little bar setup. I said, Four Walls. I never heard of this, and he was like, "Oh, it's the guys from Always Sunny." I was like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So they got a little, I guess they have a restaurant.
I don't know
there,
if they have like a little restaurant or stand, but it just says the new spirit is now being poured at Citizens Bank Park.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's just like,
it's the official whiskey of the Philadelphia Phillies.
I guess so.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool.
All right, cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. Also, the Schwarburger 2.0. I don't know if you remember last year, Kyle Schwarber had a Schwarburger that was a big hit last season. And now they're back and they're expanding with these crazy burgers. They're like super tall. I don't even know exactly what's in it, but it's like kind of like a double patty sort of giant, one of those like foot high burgers.
Schwarber.
But he has endorsed it. So something that he likes.
Put his name to it.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? My brother was saying this to me, and it's so true. He said, you ever watch Schwarber run the bases? He looks like Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, he does. He does. He's Billy's favorite.
Is he? I like him too. I like them all.
You know what's funny? So we're big baseball people in general. And, you know, we go up to Cape Cod, Massachusetts every summer. And when we're up there, it's Red Sox all day long. Everywhere you go, Red Sox, Red Sox, Red Sox. And we, you know, get into it because we're there and it's on at every single bar and restaurant. And they're not in our league, so I feel like I'm okay to kind of root for them. And I guess it was the end of, was it last year or the year before? I don't remember. But anyway, there was a Phillies game and that was on, and there wasn't a Red Sox game. And I asked the bartender if he could put it on, and he did reluctantly. But Schwarber was up there, and everybody was like cheering for him. And I was like, what's going on here? And come to find out, he used to play in the Cape Cod League before he came to Philadelphia. That was his farm league, was the Cape Cod League. So everybody up there really likes him. Yeah, that's his minor. Cool. Yeah. Yeah, so everybody up there really liked him. So that was fun. Yeah.
That is fun note.
A little tip. But yeah, it looks like there's some pretty good new food offerings. Another one is Loaded Funnel Cake Fry Sundae. It's a confectionery marriage between funnel cake and ice cream.
Wow.
That's loaded with favorite fruity and sweet toppings. It's at the Coca-Cola corner, section 142.
Wow.
That kind of sounds good.
Gluttonous. So after your gigantic Schwarburger, you can wash down with a loaded ice funnel cream fry. And funnel cake.
Yes, Sunday. Kind
of
sounds
maybe
good.
Maybe you can ask for one of those airport carts to like drive you out of there, drive you to your car.
Exactly.
The Schwarburger and this ice cream funnel cake come with a free golf cart ride to your car because you can't walk.
Yeah. You can't walk. And then there's some vegetarian offerings also this year, which is sort of new. There's buffalo chicken hoagie at Greens and Grains, and it's tasty plant-based entrees during the game. So vegan snacks, hoagies, and more. And that's over in section 125. I don't know.
I'm going to guess.
You're giving me a look like you have no interest in that whatsoever. But, you know, I don't really eat a lot of meat. So that I might try something like that.
I guarantee you won't. So
after my funnel cake fry Sunday.
Those will be the shortest lines will be in section 125.
They probably will.
Yeah.
They probably will.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, we've already had this debate, the Chickies and Pete's French fries, which I love. And you say are not very good, but
they're overrated.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
They call them crab fries. You basically have some cheese whiz to dip your fry in, and it's a skinny fry with Old Bay on it. There's nothing crabby about
it. It's a crinkle cut fry with a lot of Old Bay, and then the cheese isn't cheese whiz because it's white, first of all. And it's like spicy. It's got like it's got Old Bay in it.
Please.
But also I like their sweet potato fries. That's my favorite thing.
Okay.
There. Anyway, yeah, looking forward to a Philly season this year, and I still feel really optimistic, even though we're off to a rough start.
Oh yeah, I'm just joking around. I mean, these games literally do not matter. I mean, if you weren't playing the Braves, who are, you know, in your division, and every loss to them is another big game out of first place. Not that anybody cares about this early. It's just that you're excited for the season and you want to see them, you know, you got all this hope. It doesn't matter. I'm just joking around, you know. I don't really care about these early games. But yeah, I'm just kidding. I mean, the season's so long, you know, none of these games matter. You just want to see them play well. And as long as they stay healthy for now and get a couple dubs. It was nice that they didn't get swept. They ended it on a good note. We'll see what this week brings. And hopefully we'll see a little bit more of what they could do for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy the game.
Thanks. I hope it doesn't rain, and I hope it happens. But, yeah, I'll let you know.
All right. Well, this has been fun, Krista, but we got to get back to work, so I will see you at happy hour.
All right. I'll see you at happy hour.